Okay, hi everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show, where we've actually gone into Zoom and we're doing that to reconnect and get everyone a little bit more reacquainted with each other, because we've gone into a whole new period of just really, it's been an interesting time in the last couple of months. So today I have with me the most exciting guest, and I'm just so happy to invite her and talk to her today. So I have Sue B. Zimmerman today. She is the Instagram marketing expert, but I do tend to read the bio on your Instagram, because this is like pretty good. This is the top way to do it. Top Instagram for business educator. You've been doing it for 8 years. You've been in business longer than that. But in particular, you're helping women grow their online community, and you do a lot of online trainings and coaching. You've been featured in all of the big publications, and I think everybody has come to you because you have now become the go-to expert in the space for Instagram. So welcome, Sue B. Zimmerman.
Thank you. Great to be here. I am at my house on Cape Cod in Massachusetts, and this is where I've been for the past 4 or 5 months. But when I'm not here, I am at my apartment in the city, Boston right. being the city. Where do you live?
I'm in New Jersey. I'm at the Jersey Shore. So,
gotcha.
Yeah. So we're like in two different, like very frequented, I guess, landmark type areas, vacation areas.
Yes.
So Sue, tell me a little bit about you, and, you know, how did you become the Instagram expert?
Yeah. So I've been a serial entrepreneur my whole life. And like many people listening, I have kind of leaned into my passion at a very young age, and I've had many successful businesses. I had my first $1 million business when I was just 22, and I've been on QVC with one of my businesses. I used to teach art, and always making my work my passion and making it work for my family as I raised my 3 daughters. And here on Cape Cod, I had a seasonal seaside boutique, and I discovered the power of Instagram there, using it strategically to get people into the door at my store. So I really knew that there was a niche, an opportunity for me to teach other business owners, primarily women who want to make an impact doing what they love. And that took me on this journey of being an online educator 8 years ago. And now we have a thriving business, a team of 12, and a coaching, you mentioned a coaching segment of my business, but my online signature course, Ready, Set, Gram, SueBZimmerman.com/RSG is the course that we've been offering and people have been investing in for the past 5 to 6 years. And we have a thriving, collaborative, supportive community on our VIP Facebook group, and obviously on Instagram. And also I have a YouTube channel for those of you who want to learn more. There's over 370 videos. You can get kind of caught up in the Sue B. Zimmerman vortex of
I follow all of it.
Yeah.
And I've subscribed, and honestly, like, I get my alerts on when you upload your videos, and I watch them right away, whether it's from my phone, my tablet, whatever I'm on. But I mean, unbelievable content, so informative. And so just kind of talking about all of the spaces and places you, I don't want to say occupy, but you definitely are a force on all of those spaces. So how did you know, going from like a brick and mortar business owner and entrepreneur, how did you know? And we know that like social media kind of evolved and began maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago. There was like this evolution, and that's where I learned all of my social media expertise too. So how did you know there was a moment to pivot onto social media? What did you start to see happening through social media that you said to yourself, you know what, this is working and we need to start developing ways, and I'm going to start to share my info on how it's working?
Yeah. So I've always been good at marketing what I sell, whether it was in person at my craft shows and events or online, because you have to understand how to talk about yourself and your business in a way that people want to be part of your community and the products or services that you sell. And I knew immediately, as soon as I started on Facebook and then Instagram came around, that visual storytelling was where it's at. The power of visually connecting with people deeper through photos and now obviously videos and Instagram constantly having new neighborhoods, I like to call it, where you can create content. Mm-hmm. There's just so many ways that you can get discovered and found. And I wanted to grow a global brand. I didn't want to just work locally anymore selling from my store. So I wanted to teach and empower other women business owners how to make money, like really make money. And I'm all about making money. So there's strategies around how to do that organically in a way that you can tell stories and share your core values, your interests, the things that make you special and different and quirky and unique, and you know, leaning into that. And a lot of women don't have the confidence to do it. So I knew that I could gently push, teach, empower, mentor, coach other women business owners on the understanding the power of Instagram as a visual storytelling tool, which is literally the marketing tool of the decade.
Right. So Sue, with everything that's going on in the world, and you know, obviously we're all living in the pandemic, and it's just like the effects of how we're consuming digital and how we're telling those stories if we do own businesses and we do have an online presence. How are you seeing things shift, or are you seeing an increase in where people are trying to really program their content? And is it, we know Instagram's the hot place, but what are the shifts inside of Instagram and content programming?
Program their content. I don't know what you mean by program your content.
Well, I mean, like, you know, so say I'm a business owner and I have a content calendar, right?
Oh, you're talking about creating.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'm saying to myself, you know, because everyone, your business is shut down physically, like you own a brick and mortar. Now you're sitting here saying, okay, well, what should I be doing more of now that we're in this moment?
Yeah. Content is literally everything. Our business has thrived tremendously in the past 4 months. We had our biggest month ever last month because every single business has to be online, specifically on Instagram, period, exclamation mark. Mm-hmm. Instagram is a website. Essentially, there is SEO in your bio. There's ways to get discovered, found in search, in the Explorer. There's ways for you to have strategic geolocations and hashtags, which we teach throughout of Ready Set Gram, so that you can attract the right followers, not followers, but the right followers. And putting yourself out there and your products and services and movements and philanthropies and nonprofits, whatever it is that you have a passion for, it's your job as the marketer, as the content creator, as the owner to tell people. It's not their job to figure it out. And if you're not showing up, then you get nothing. And if you're showing up consistently, people will remember you. People will talk about you. People will amplify your business and your brand, even if they don't necessarily want what you're selling. So say you're a real estate agent and you're not selling or buying a home, but you have a friend or an aunt or a sister who is, that person stays top of mind because they're constantly showing up and posting. Right. And so someone might say, oh my gosh, I know this great real estate agent in the Boston area. She's constantly sharing, you know, cool tips about certain restaurants or certain parks and historical landmarks. And it just makes you feel more connected. It's people want an intimate connection. They want true. They want real. They want authentic. They want to trust you. They need to see you to trust you. They need to hear your voice to trust you. They need to see your eyes to trust you. And if you're not showing up in your content strategy, then you're going to lose.
Right. And so going from like small business to very large, like Fortune 500, you know, I come from the corporate world and, you know, healthcare specifically. And so when we look at how to take those same things that you're talking about, those same elements, show up authentically, you know, try not to be this cold exterior. Do you have any words of wisdom for the bigger, larger brands? And I mean, does it translate across the board?
Oh, of course it does. I mean, look at Richard Branson, the owner of Virgin Airlines. Look at Sarah Blakely, the owner of Spanx. Mm-hmm. Look at Ali Webb, the owner of the Dry Bar. These are people Reese Witherspoon. These are Oprah. These are people that stand behind their business and their brand, and they show up consistently. Do they need to be making more money? No. But do they amplify their products and their movements and their services? Absolutely. And so I feel so much more connected to Spanx because I know every single detail about Sarah Blakely's life because I am obsessed with her. Yeah. And I love her kids. Wow. And so when I buy Spanx, it's like a $500 bill because I love her products. And I feel more connected.
Yeah.
So there's a emotional connection. And if there's not an emotional connection, you're not as likely to get as much business. It's that simple.
Yeah. And I think that's so important to hear. And especially from someone like you, and I know you've done the speaker circuit on like, you know, with the bigger companies and things. And it's so important for everyone to hear that from like the CEO to the marketer, you know, and everyone in between who makes those decisions to get everything out into the surface and to the public. So, and I think that's the struggle too with, you know, when you manage some type of digital media team inside one of these big companies, because it's like these very specific things, they're like emotion matters, you know, like you're in a meeting with like top executives are like, why? I mean, I have to, you know, be emotional and authentic. I don't know if we can do that. So I think it's so important. And I'm so glad you're out there actually saying those things. And I think something else I wanted to ask you and get your thoughts on was about, you know, how do you know something's working? You know, because we're obsessed with metrics, and I think people from small business all the way to, you know, again, the big brands, we're always looking at, okay, was there a sale? Is there a conversion? You know, what should we be looking at? Is it more about the consistency? You know, how are we defining success?
Conversations are the success of a business. Are people talking about you? Are they engaging and commenting and being a part of the conversation? Because I can tell you, we just did a campaign for our course, Ready, Set, Gram. And every single person who I had a conversation with, a video conversation with in the Instagram direct message, purchased our course. And if you take the time to reach out and touch one person and have a real conversation and they respond back,
right,
they feel heard. They feel connected, they get to know you and like you, and then they trust you. And if you can solve the problem to their pain point, which I know Ready, Set, Gram does, we teach you how to become the go-to authority or expert in your niche, and we teach you how to attract the right followers and ultimately make money, then they're going to invest in you. But they can't invest in you unless you've proven it, unless you've had that kind of success personally.
Right.
And you can't say that you're an expert or a coach at something unless you literally are. You can't say that you coach someone to make six figures unless you literally have that in the bank.
And I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people that say that. And then I look at their lifestyle and I'm like, you're not walking the talk. And so, you know, as a seven-figure plus business, I know this to be true because I walk the talk and I have the lifestyle that people aspire for.
Yes. And that is true. And you have to follow Sue. Please go follow her on Instagram so you know what she's kind of, you know, talking about to see these things. So the other question I had was more about technical, and it was about all of these newer tools and things coming out on Instagram. So we had Instagram IGTV, which I'm not sure how anybody feels still about it. But I know Reels is out and I've been experimenting with it. And I know a lot of small business owners and the big brands are like, what do we do with this? You know, how do we use this tool? And I know you're amazing at explaining and putting a lot of those tutorials in your Instagram highlights. So can you speak to a little bit about how any industry or how any business owner can really use that tool?
Yeah. So these are called new features within Instagram. Reels is one of them. I'm on your Reels channel and all that you're showing is nature. So that doesn't align with your business at all. So the thing about content, whenever there's a disconnect from what you're showing, whether it's in a post or in your stories or in an IGTV, which is very powerful, it's basically you're having your own channel, your own YouTube channel on Instagram. If you don't have a YouTube channel, IGTV is really awesome and powerful. And if you are just showing random things, random quotes, and you're not getting on video. I just watch stories too. There's a disconnect. And when there's a disconnect, it's not someone's job to figure it out. Right. So all of your reels that you're talking about are nature. So I'm thinking, okay, she likes nature. And that's all I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And is that the message that you want your audience to have? So right. If you're going to do a reels, which is really, really awesome, 15 seconds of creativity on steroids with text and music and movement and timers and all kinds, it's the most advanced feature on Instagram right now. And if you have an experience with TikTok, then you're not going to be able to grasp it very easily. And lesson 9 inside of Ready, Set, Gram is over an hour that I literally told you how to do everything, including all those magical outfit changes, which I will never do because I'm not into that space. So maybe, you know, on a YouTube day when I change my outfit 10 times, you might see it. But
yeah.
So when there's a disconnect, there's a problem. And so if you're going to use reels and you're going to do shiny object syndrome, because everyone does that without strategy, it's not going to be favorable for your business.
Right. Okay. So, and I think to round out our conversation, thank you for that information. And yes, I mean, I agree with you. And I think for me personally on reels, it's really about experimenting. And I'm like, oh my God, like how does this work? What am I doing on here? So I agree with you. Yes. I'm sitting here going, let me do something benign so I can just see what it does.
But you did it benign 7 times.
Yeah, that's me experimenting with, oh, and by the way, the reach on that is like unbelievable, you know?
Well, that's because Instagram's favoring it, but it doesn't matter if you're getting reach, if you're not getting reach in the right place. Mm-hmm. So you're getting reach, but is it converting? Are you getting followers? Are you getting subscribers to your podcast? Are you looking at metrics? Because at the end of the day, who's on Instagram to waste time?
Right. Yeah. So, also just kind of, like I said, I was trying to, you know, be concise with our time today, cause I know you're super busy and, you've been talking about Ready, Set, Gram. So would you say, in anything that you're promoting right now and really trying to get out there, would it be that you're pushing Ready, Set, Gram right now? And, you know, this would be something that a lot of, I guess,
It's our beginner. It's for people with under 5,000 followers or people who have not yet made money or grown their business the way that they want to. And because it's from step 1 to step 9 in order, you don't have to fish around on all of my YouTube videos or my blog posts. You literally log into the membership site and you can get instant access. What I love about this course, and I know that there's a lot of people, oh, another Instagram course, like what makes this one so different?
Right.
Well, are your listeners going to see this as much as they hear it?
See, I would believe more than hear.
Okay. Like, so if you enable screen share for me right now, I can give everyone a little peek. And the reason I want to give you a peek is I want you to understand what we do a bit differently. So if you tap on participants on the bottom, there's a little arrow next to my name that says allow to record, share screen. You can do it through the Zoom preferences or you can do it right by the bottom. Yeah. So
it popped up for you.
You're allowing me to record. You didn't allow me to share screen. Hmm. So you need to just go into the preferences. But what I was going to say is Ready, Set, Gram literally has timestamps, an audio download, a worksheet, and everything that you need in order to have success and not just buy a course that sits on your desktop and collects dust. It's very action oriented, and it's the doing. It's not the thinking, wanting, wishing, hoping. It's the doing that moves the needle in your business. And so this is a course that gets you to do the work and show up.
Yes. Yeah. And so I'm actually not seeing that feature for some reason on the
document. It's in preferences, but don't worry about it. It's okay.
Okay. Sorry about that. So we'll definitely put it on all of the outgoing as I publish this out. And I wanted to say, you know, thank you so much for taking the time to do this today. And, you know, we've been talking to a lot of people during this time frame, during the pandemic, and we're really trying to get everyone to reconnect, because I almost feel like there's like a disconnect happening, even though everyone's going online, but it's so good to see people and really get educated. And I think it's about education right now. And even from a corporate standpoint, if you work for a big company or a small business, like I think it's the bottom line is about education and really getting good information. And I think you're one of the best sources out there. So thank you.
Thank you. I totally appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. And to everyone listening, I would love to see you come over to the Instagram Expert and comment and let me know what your biggest takeaway from this podcast was. And if there's anything that I can do to help you, let me know. Just send me a message and I'll help you answer any of your questions.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
Thank you. Bye-bye.